Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. Wow, what an exciting day. We are going to be working with an amazing, amazing light worker that is an expert in releasing inherited blocks to success and how you can get a complete money mindset makeover. This is a call about money and success. Very, very powerful call. Her modality is going to help you to permanently release your biggest money mindset blocks and start attracting more wealth in just 3 hours. How cool is that? I am so excited. I couldn't wait to get this call started. So we're going to have a lot of audience interaction. I'm just going to tell you guys right now. So if you want to start sending in your questions, especially those of you that want to work one-on-one with Lisa, she's a master at helping releasing those stuck blocks. But at the same time, when she releases it for one person, it is going to work for all of us. So this is going to be really a fantastic call, one of those calls that I call life-changing, because once that important block is released, imagine how life can show up for you. So we're going to learn today how your ancestors' experiences influence your life now. The main reason why general healings haven't fixed your blocks to success. Find out today how to quickly get to the root of your block without years of therapy, and why you consciously know your blocks but you still don't bust them. Directly heal your children and ancestors by healing yourself. How cool is that? Really, really a clearing that goes through the lineage backwards and forwards. How cool is that? So today we're going to be working on success and money blocks, and a topic that is very important for a lot of people today. So a very important call. Lisa Thomas is a transformational energy healer who helps people of all walks of life reach their full potential through her expertise in healing inherited and ancestral energy. She has helped thousands of her clients remove every kind of inherited emotional block, such as fear of success, fear of failure, anxiety, procrastination, excess weight, fear of public speaking, false money beliefs, relationship drama, and business stagnation. Dedicated to bringing cycles of struggle and negative patterns, she draws on her lifelong access to source energy and an intense study of various holistic healing methods. Lisa believes everyone deserves to be seen, heard, and known for who they are. Her goal is to help people to get their gifts, talents, and ideas into the world more confidently and more in alignment with their soul's purpose. Oh, my God, Lisa, it is so awesome to have you on the show finally.
I am equally excited. I love and adore you, and it's an honor for me.
Beautiful. Well, it is a pleasure to have you with us, and I know that our audience is super excited. So let's just begin with some background and some, you know, understanding for those of our audiences that are still new to energy work. So how does energy get trapped in the body?
There's three different ways. Now, my specialty is releasing the inherited pattern, and we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to start out with the first two ways. The first way is we create our own energy blueprint by the time we're 7 years old. And we do this because of our belief. It's how we interact with the world around us, how we interact with our family, how our teachers treat us, how we perceive ourselves in our environment. Now, it may not necessarily be truth, but we create this energy blueprint by the time we're 7. And then the second way is our subconscious mind, who is our master controller. It's like the hard drive in our computer, but it's in our body system. And it's going to trap experiences and trauma and emotions because it's trying to help us. It's identifying who we are, and it wants to protect us. But the thing is with our subconscious, it doesn't know the truth from the lie. It knows what we believe. And then the third way is inherited patterns, and that we get from our lineage, and it gets handed down through our cell memory, passed down through the lineage, and it's really powerful how their life experiences can show up in our life, and kind of it complicates us. So let me just interject here. We didn't do anything wrong to inherit negative things or trauma or fears. And our ancestors did not pass it down to us on purpose, and we didn't do anything wrong. Because if you, on the flip side, the dichotomy of this is that we also inherit many wonderful things. We inherit our gift of charisma, our talents, and our abilities come from our lineage. This is just, I hone in on what doesn't serve us and release that.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Lots of people excited. They're messaging. Lots of people connecting with this topic, as you can well imagine. So, Lisa, you say that these blocks are kept physically in the body. So how does that show up in our system?
Well, if you think of our emotional body, you know, Einstein says that our energy is everything. So if we were to turn it into quantum physics, right, our physical body is also, it's just another expression of our energy body. So we can get physical aches and pains. To put it in a kind of a visual, think of your body as an electric panel. And when a wire gets crimped in the electric panel, what happens? Right? The electricity stops flowing. And it's the same in our own physical body. And we'll start to get aches and pains over the years. And our body is really just talking to us, saying, hey, I need some stuff released.
Me? Hello?
I'm here. It kind of goes dead after I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of a delay for some reason. This platform has been having some technical issues. I apologize.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I want to invite our listeners to send their questions also through the webcast link, because today we're going to make this a very interactive call. We're going to be releasing, Lisa's going to be connecting and helping to release trap blocks and stuff like that. All right, so lots of questions for custom help. Shashwat Gupta, happy birthday. Please stay tuned, because when we start working with people on the phone, a lot of you guys are on the call, even on the webcast, are going to be able to receive the benefits. Yeah, it's very powerful. All right, so let's talk a little bit. Yeah, thank you. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between inherited blocks and general energy blocks, and why is it that people see such amazing results with your work, Lisa? What's the difference between, you know, what everybody else is doing and how you work?
Well, I want to say that I believe all energy work is good, okay? I just happen to have a gift that takes me into the inherited patterns that I'm able to access. But all energy is work, and I'm not better than someone else. I just have a gift to be able to go deep and hit root causes. So inherited, I want to put it in like a, for those, anyone that maybe has a spouse that's really scientific or you're really scientific, a lot has come out in the last 5 to 10 years around our DNA, and that's what I'm tapping into. So we each have our own DNA code. That's what makes our eyes green and or blue or brown. What makes us 5 feet tall and 6 feet tall, right? But within the DNA code that we are born with, our own individual one, we have our epigenetics. And our epigenetics is the way our DNA expresses itself. And that is based on how our ancestors experienced their life. So a quick example, somebody could have a fear of spiders. Maybe you have a fear of spiders, but you've never encountered a spider or been bit by one. You've never been put in the hospital by one, hypothetically. But since you were a little girl, little boy, you've had this huge fear about spiders. It puts you into a panic attack, right? More than likely, this is called an informational tag, and that's within the epigenetics. But you could have had a great-great-grandfather that was bitten by a spider, that was very sick and almost died. So the information around that experience, that tag gets passed down. And so you could have a fear of something that you don't, it doesn't make sense to you. You just know that it's real. And inherited patterns will show up in our businesses. It shows up in our relationships, who the type of people we attract into our life. It determines if we're able to go to the next level in our life or if we feel like we're in Groundhog's Day repeating itself. Okay. Right? So an example, an example of then a business example that I have with a client. I work with a lot of people in different industries. I work with them in the Hollywood industry. I work with a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs. I work with beginners and people that are successful. Now, for a lot of people, you would think this woman was already successful. She was making $250,000 a year, which, by the way, seems to be a cap for a lot of people, a lot of women in general. But, and she came to me because she's, no matter how hard she worked, she was still just making ends meet. So there was always need for the money, but it wasn't directly coming to her, okay? And what I found was there was, she's 40, and there was an inherited indecisiveness, which is just a hard time making a decision. They only went back to, I think I can't remember, two or three generations, which put this, that's not very far, which put him in the Great Depression. Well, she knew the story about this ancestor. You don't have to know the story. She just happened to. And what happened was this ancestor was wealthy and had a manufacturing plant during the Great Depression. So he was doing quite well, but he had an addiction to gambling and he lost everything to gambling. He lost the manufacturing plant. Well, this indecisiveness was showing up in her life as a fear of making a decision. Like she was gambling everything away. Every decision was life or death for her. Follow me? So once that was cleared, she over doubled her money in 3 months. Because all of a sudden what used to be hard in being indecisive and complicated and burdened wasn't anymore. And it just means that who you came to earth to be, your soul, is able to be free from these patterns.
Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. Do you think we can take a few minutes to actually demonstrate how fast this process is to a couple of people, maybe work with a couple of callers?
Sure.
Okay, beautiful. So, guys, so, remember you have to be – yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so you want to – if you want to work on business, you want to work on money or success, okay, then give me – I'm going to be asking you, where are you hung up in life? What do you want more of? Or what do you want to get rid of? What's a habit or a pattern you want to get rid of? Like, be thinking outside of the box in that way.
Beautiful. So please make sure you are on the phone line and then press star 2 to raise your hand, okay? I'm going to refresh. Okay, we have about 30 people with their hands raised. Can you pick a number for me, please, Lisa?
7.
All right, number 7. Area code 480, you are on. 480.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, what's your name?
Hi, this is Pamela. How are you?
Hi,
Pamela.
So my question is, I'm really good at manifesting pretty much anything except for money.
Okay.
That seems
fair
to
enough.
Just not work.
Okay. All right. What do you do in your business? How do you bring money in right now?
Right now I don't. I'm not working right now, and I'm thinking of starting a business, but I haven't done that. I've owned businesses in the past, but I've been helping my daughter right now. So I haven't been working for quite a while.
Okay, so then really it's kind of hard to make money if you're not engaged in it, right? If there isn't any way to bring in income, right, you're kind of being hard on yourself here. If you seriously, but I can still help you. But if you were to make money, then what would it be in?
Well, I've been in the process of writing a series of books,
okay.
for one thing, which
okay.
I've been guided to write. And I'm close to finishing the first book in the series, which I'm kind of set a target of the middle of next month of getting it finished. So basically
okay.
3 weeks.
Okay.
And that should be, you know, enough time for that. And then, you know, putting together programs to go with that and so forth.
Okay.
Okay,
so you do have
purpose,
something you want. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So, I mean, so that's, and that's in the, you know, it's a spiritual energy oriented, you know, book. But my focus work-wise, besides working in the energy field, is economic development. And that's kind of my background.
Okay. So you're combining the economic development and a spiritual healer? Have you been a healer before, or you want to be a healer, or you're educating people about healing?
I haven't worked as a healer before.
Okay.
But I do know that that's part of what I'm supposed to be doing. And but basically it's more on a global level in terms of raising the if I can say this in just a couple of words without getting into
yeah.
a whole lot of
yeah.
length. Basically changing the story around economic development from a 3D to a 5D perspective. Let's put it that way. So I'm working with people at the base of the economic pyramid, but mostly with the leadership.
I love that.
And I mean, I've
okay.
run a global economic development organization before, so it's not something that I
okay.
have experience with.
No, I feel like you're, I feel like you're a born leader with experience. Okay. yeah. But there's this element of charging money. It's this element of being worthy of more that I'm picking up on. So if you're on the phone, you, Pamela, but as far as everyone else that's muted, I want you to do something with me because I'm going to ask you to say yes to a question. And then once you say yes to this, that it's in quantum healing, then your body's going to respond to what I find and it will release for you too. All right. So it's not just going to release mm-hmm. from Pamela. It will release from you. But I believe in free will, and I won't do something that you're not on board with. So here we go. Accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul, connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes.
Yes.
And everyone on mute, say yes out loud. Nice job. Okay. There's an inherited pattern of money on your father's side. Okay. What did your father okay. do for a living?
He did a number of things. One of the things that
yeah.
he did was a high level of recruiting, like senior executives for corporations,
yeah.
but he
yeah.
also worked ex parte for the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He and you see how you're following a similar pattern already? You can do a lot of different things like your dad could. And sometimes, oftentimes, when we're gifted in the ability to do a lot of different things, it kind of holds us up because we feel like we have to do it perfectly. It's hard to sometimes it's hard to pick which one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is an inherited emotion of shame. Now it doesn't mean, Pamela, that you walk around feeling shameful. Okay, but I'll tell you how it's showing up for you. Is it's blocking you from being an expert. So it's really this a feeling deep within you that you're not worthy, okay, on some level. So let me clear this, okay? It goes back 8 generations on your father's side.
Uh-huh.
All right? And shame uh-huh. is it's the lowest vibration that we can inherit. It's not uncommon. It's always inherited first. It's we will then experience shame in our life if we get in, like when we're embarrassed or if we get blamed for something we didn't do. but we got blamed mm-hmm. for it, or right? That's a shameful feeling if we're bullied and things like that. But mm-hmm. for you, it's showing up that you're not worthy. Maybe financially, you're pretty okay. And so there's this unworthiness of even wanting more in your life. So let me clear this shame. Let me just kind of go into my process here. Releasing inherited shame from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body from Pamela and all on the call. Releasing this inherited shame where it causes you to hold yourself back. Releasing the false belief that you are not worthy to be an expert. Releasing shame that's preventing you. It really is tripping it up. Okay, it's tripping you up in that you're putting everybody else first besides finishing these books, this series. You're mm-hmm. busy, right? Your daughter takes time, family. It's that everything else is coming into your life. I want you to recognize it. So you have a little bit of a combination of the fear of failure and a fear of success. You've had success. But see, this is success all on your own. You're going into a different genre. You're creating something. And at the same time, you started it, but you're not finishing yet. So you're afraid mm-hmm. of success. You're afraid of money. So releasing the fear of more money, releasing the fear of being seen as this leader in the third world country, where you're going to be empowering other people, among even in any country that you're in. Because I see this project mm-hmm. that you're doing going globally. Mm-hmm. Your ability mm-hmm. to help people go, you know, kind of like Iram is doing it with her business. It's going globally. She's out there to heal the planet and help people. And this series of books and in teaching leadership is the same thing. So I really want to empower you. I'm finishing. This shame isn't cleared, by the way. So releasing the false belief that it has to be perfect, releasing any feeling deep within you that's holding you back, like regret that you didn't do it earlier, or regret that it's not done, wherever you're being a perfectionist in this process, releasing the false belief that you have to have been a healer to be able to talk about healing. You don't, okay? You have a very healing heart. You want to help people. Like, we could go mm-hmm. on for a long time here, Pamela. You've also got a pattern of people-pleasing going on here, okay? And there's nothing wrong with helping other people. I think of people-pleasing, when I feel it like this, it's just out of balance. And it's because you're getting your worth from helping everyone else. I want you to get paid to get your worth, okay? Get paid and help people. Be in action. Be there teaching these leaderships. It's going to be so rewarding for you. So replacing this, that you might feel empowered to own your power, that you will accept your gift of writing. You're a good writer. Accept the flow. Allow it to flow, to finish the books, write the program, and start the process. Replacing this to honor yourself, honor your gifts and talents. You are safe having more money. You're safe being seen. You're safe. In fact, think of it this way, Pamela. It's not about you. It's about helping mm-hmm. these people that need what comes naturally for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help you finish this. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Beautiful.
There we go.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Awesome. Thank you. That was great. How do you feel, honey?
I feel great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
You
just need to take some action steps, Pamela. Okay?
That
you just need to take
awesome.
Action steps in this new goal, and you're going to be fine.
Okay. Now, how do you find these blocks, Lisa, in the body?
I use kinesiology. So even though I have a gift of, they're called clairs. And they're gifts of the spirit that I was born with. And for most of my life, these were burdens to me because I didn't understand why God gave them to me, why I was put on this planet with them. Until I studied different healing modalities. And I realized that my gift of hearing and is actually part of my process. But what I do is I muscle test. So when I ask for permission, your body is giving me permission to connect with you energetically. And then I use kinesiology. I'm trained in a lot of kinesiology. And what that is, it's called kinergetics. It's the body gives me the answer. Your subconscious, whoever I'm with, is going to give me the answer. Because remember, it knows everything. Our conscious brain is only 10%. Our subconscious is 90%. So it knows what ancestor you inherited it from. It knows at what age in your life something trapped. And it knows why you are the way you are. I don't have to guess it. I don't have to depend on some ancestor telling me it. But when I go to replace it, so that's how I can tell where it is. And my gift of feeling, I can tell where it's lodged in the body. I can tell if it's in the knees. I can tell if it's in the gallbladder. And then I will intentionally release from those areas. Does that help?
That's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thank you for the explanation. Let's see if we can unmute one other caller. If you can give me another number, please, I'll unmute them.
15.
Number 15 is area code 919. Here we go. 919. Hello? 919 area code, you're on. Okay, looks like their line is muted. Moving on to the next one, 562 area code. 562, you are on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, dear?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine, awesome.
Lorraine, okay.
So I kind of have the similar situation with the previous caller. I'm kind of stuck in working and also in relationships. It's just kind of stagnation where I can't move forward in anything. I feel kind of paralyzed. I have a lot of self-doubt.
Okay. What do you do right now? What's your job?
Well, I'm in technology, and I really love technology, but I love healing as well. So I kind of see myself doing something in corporations, but helping people, maybe in HR, but I don't have any experience in that. So I'm just kind of paralyzed. I just don't know. Like, I'll start a job and I'll be in it for a month or two, and then something will happen. Something in my life will show up, and it'll be too much for me, and my body starts hurting, and I just can't continue.
Yeah. So I'm picking up anxiety, which makes sense. And but I'll ask your body the same as I did, okay? When you say technology, give me some ideas. Like, are you great at social media? Can you be an entrepreneur in social media?
Yeah. I mean, I'm project management, but I feel like I have interests in everything, and I feel like I can adapt to anything very easy. But I don't know. There's just a lot of self-doubt and just not the ability to take action. My overall theme is action. I think about things so much, but no action.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. If you were to take action, what would you do? See, I want to replace it to empower you to take action. What do you want to do?
That part is, I'm all over the place,
okay.
I mean, a part of it is healing, or helping. I really get I light up when I help people. So as long as it has that piece in there, I'm fine, I guess. But I can't, I have so many interests that I just get paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I'm kind of feeling that. So let me just tap into you. I don't have to repeat that saying that we did, because that was a one general one. So your body already gave me permission, and I am connected. So what needs to be released to allow you to feel empowered and to be able to hold down a job, okay? Like, let's get you figuring out, right? One thing leads to another here. Mm-hmm. And it is, your body's giving me powerless. You actually feel very powerless, even when, and that's a trigger emotion for you. All right. So if you're in a job and they don't value you, okay, that is like you're out of there. Like, that is the ultimate feeling of betrayal for you if you don't feel valued when you're working your heart out.
Yeah, so resonates. I shut down, basically. I can't even, yeah.
Well, powerless is inherited on your mother's side, okay? Uh-huh. Does it go back more than five? For three generations of powerless on your mom's side, okay? Did your mom work?
Yes.
Okay.
But in my generation, yeah. I was adopted, and so my mother uh-huh. and my grandmother, they all supported the men in their family, and I kind of did the same thing in my marriage. So it kind of, I don't know.
Okay, now, I'm glad you brought that up. So the powerless that is inherited is coming through your birth mother, which makes sense because I don't feel that she had she felt very powerless in her life in general, which does not mm-hmm. resonate with your adopted mother. Now, your adopted mother is like she takes action and takes control of the situation.
Okay? Yes.
So you learned there's a learned behavior from your adopted mother of taking care of the man, as like that's what you do. But your inherited pattern is you feel powerless in making things, like in decision making and things like that. That came through your birth mother's bloodline. Do you know anything about your birth mother?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So here we go. Let me clear it. Clearing the inherited powerless with the love and intention of the universe, from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body, from your mother, from you, from how it shows up in your life, from where it's blocking you from taking action steps in your career. It's this goes all over the place for you, which is very common. All right, releasing powerless in your relationships with others. Are you single or married?
I'm single.
Yeah. So releasing powerless in your interaction with men, where it's causing you to attract emotionally unavailable men. Okay? Yeah. So releasing a pattern of attracting these type of men. Releasing powerless where you give your power away because you don't feel, you're not trusting. So releasing the feeling of not of being untrusting, or you don't trust yourself, is how I'm feeling. It's turned inward. So releasing untrusting of your decisions, untrusting of your capability, releasing the false belief that you have to be perfect at it. Okay, you just have to stay in it long enough to pick and choose what you like. Okay, and are you unemployed right now, or are you working?
No, I'm unemployed.
Yeah. So releasing powerless where it's making it difficult to feel, you know, to find a job. In fact, you kind of feel like a doormat. That sounds awful, but it's like everybody else gets to have a life and you don't, is the feeling I get. Mm-hmm. So just clearing this pattern of being a doormat, the pattern of being held back, clearing powerless where it's blocking you from making decisions, releasing it, this also anxiety that I picked up earlier, releasing anxiety over little things, big things, anxiety in the workforce. Do you get sick a lot on the job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I get it from I feel like I get it from other people.
Well, you're a bit of an empath. Mm-hmm. Okay. But let me just clear away this powerless energy where it allows your energy system to take in everyone else's mm-hmm. energy. Yeah,
okay.
It's really hard. Your adrenals are tired, dearest. Your central mm-hmm. nervous system is on overdrive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just releasing this powerless energy and anxiety, the anxiety of the fear of what if, the fear of the unknown. There we go. Releasing anxiety and powerless where it's blocking you from feeling empowered in your life, where it's blocking you from owning your voice. Yeah. And you got some victim going on too. So let me do that real quick. Releasing the inherited pattern of being a victim to everyone else's circumstances, the victim to bully energy, the victim to getting sick when other people are sick, the victim where it causes you to blame other people for your life and where you feel unseen, where you feel invisible. Let's clear some of that. Now replacing this, that you might feel empowered in your life with an increase of chi energy. Some acupuncture could help you, by the way.
Okay.
right? Yeah. But replacing is to attract money, to have the right job come, that you might stay present, that you might be decisive, that you might be trusting and know that all is in divine order. And it is your divine right to have a job that's fulfilling and rewarding, and to bring in an increase of financial abundance, and to attract love that serves your highest good. If you date somebody and they remind you of a past love, that is your intuition telling you don't go there, okay?
Okay.
You have this ability. You see everybody at their best, okay, and you want to bring that out. But if they don't want to bring that out, it's not your job to fix them. That's attaching to someone else's journey, and it's not serving you. It's causing you to give your power away.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. Does this help? How do you feel?
Oh wow. Everything she said resonated. Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow,
well,
you're
so welcome. And we're going to find out more how this amazing lady is able to get these incredible results. Actually, I would love for you to talk about some of the results that your clients have experienced in working with you, Lisa.
Okay. Let's start with an inherited pattern of being afraid of needles, getting shots. Okay?
Mm. Yeah.
So a mother brings her child to me. He's 7 years old at the time, and he had some health issues. But she could never take him to the doctor because he had this fear of needles, and it was like a nightmare for everybody in the office to have to draw blood from him. And then come to find out that after I'd been working on him, it only took one time to clear this, okay? So it was an inherited fear of needles from the mother. So what would actually happen is the mother would have to leave the room because she would almost faint during this whole process of him getting shots. So I released the inherited fear of needles from this little boy because when you release it from one person, it releases it from everyone that inherited it. And I call this a tender mercy from the universe to be able to release what isn't ours so that we can fulfill our life purpose. Now, if you have children, it doesn't mean that everybody inherited the same emotion. It doesn't mean, but I can tell you how it shows up in their life. Let me give you another. Anyway, so this little boy can now, well, first of all, his health has resolved itself, but they sent me a picture with him in the doctor's office with mom sitting next to him and his arm out to have blood taken, clearing that fear. So that's an example of like a trauma that you might have inherited from an ancestor. And then let's go to another fear that was inherited, would be the fear of driving. So a successful videographer came to me, very successful in their industry. And she's 30 years old at the time, and her husband would drive them to all photo shoots. Everything that they had to do, that she was employed to do, the husband would drive her to. Because she had a fear of driving. She had a fear of being on the freeway. And you can't live in California and have a fear of driving on the freeway, can you? It literally is paralyzing. And so it took two sessions, cleared this inherited fear of driving, the fear, like she would have a pattern of going to the worst case scenario. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a pile up. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die in this. All right. And when that was cleared, she came back to me and she said, Lisa, if I can feel this good, what else is possible for me in my life? If I can do this, what else can I possibly do? And that's what I thrive in, is taking people to the next level of possibilities. I could talk for an hour, Iram, about
yeah,
success.
That is so,
you know, about
cool.
Business success, money success, anything,
yeah.
Right?
Awesome.
So you're the time
well,
watcher.
Yeah, I'm reading comments here. A lot of people were feeling the shift. Some people were asking, hey, is this working on me because I'm feeling a shift? Yes, whatever Lisa was releasing for the caller, it is working for you as well.
Yes.
And
lots of questions on the webcast regarding the package. So let's go ahead and actually talk about the offer, and that way most questions will get answered. So I'm going to invite everybody to go ahead and type in this URL, orderjoynow.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, and the number 19. On the webcast and on the replay, you can just press the special offer button. This is an awesome and amazing package. This is in the in this amazing series, which is the Money and Success series. Permanently release your biggest money mindset blocks and start attracting more wealth in just 3 hours. I'm going to invite you, Lisa, to please go ahead and explain the different levels, what people can expect after working in this package, and then we'll answer questions as they come up. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. So the first package is around money. And what these are, each one of these is an hour audio where I'm going to prepare your body for healing. I tap into the subconscious, and I release inherited blocks. That's the first one. Inherited blocks to money. Now, these include false beliefs. Because, see, if you inherited a belief that you can't be spiritual and prosperous, then you're constantly going to be giving your services away for free. You're constantly going to be saying, I have enough. You're constantly going to be battling with this. It's going to make you feel guilty. It's going to make you fear the judgments of other people. It's complicated. That's an inherited belief. It is just packed full of releasing inherited beliefs. It's packed full of these scarcity vibrations that get passed down, scarcity of time to create more abundance, the scarcity even of love, you know, like for the girl before, actually probably both of them, the scarcity of love in their life, feeling valued in love, and then the scarcity of money. Now, you can actually have a scarcity of money belief and be doing well financially, okay? There are 3 audios in this series, and it is a fabulous value. You do not have to, what I want to tell you is you do not have to sit in meditation Zen mode, okay, for an hour. We live in a busy world right now. You can. But for the first 20 minutes, I just need you to stay present with me. And I'm taking you through a grounding exercise and a visualization. Then after that, you can go to sleep. You can go for a walk. You can multitask. You can sit at the computer. This is the thing. You just have to have me plugged into your ears. Because what I'm doing is I'm getting your subconscious on board with transformation. And when that once that happens, every emotion, every trauma, every belief that is declared and found on during that audio will release from you. Even if what I'm saying isn't exactly 100% pertinent, won't matter by that point. Your subconscious will find where scarcity shows up in your life, and it's going to release it. So there's 3 in this series. There's the inherited. There's releasing your own blocks and beliefs where we formulate that right in our own lifetime. And the third one is all about attracting money. Now, each one of these series comes with a set of affirmations that I channeled on the spot when I was creating them. You will get a PDF download of them. And I want you to pick, you're going to get directions. There's a whole way I want you to listen to this. But what's important, okay, is that you're going to lift this burden energy. You can own these. You get to keep these. You can go back and listen to these, and the subconscious will find more. Because we don't have one emotion of scarcity in our life. No, it doesn't work like that. But the one that I find the first time will release. But when you listen to it again, the subconscious will find another one that's in this energy system of the body, and it will release it too. Then the second package is about success. Now, success can show up in our life in a lot of different ways, right? So you're going to get the money series. You're also going to get the success series. So there's the inherited success of blocks where we think, oh, you know what, we're not worthy of that. A very common pattern that blocks our success is we are more comfortable being the worker bee behind the scenes then we are owning our success. So we'll help everybody else be successful, but we don't empower ourselves when really you have some great ideas, or people take your ideas and your boss gets those ideas and you didn't get credit for it. Clearing that. Let's just clear and eradicate those blocks that are preventing you from taking you to the next level. It is also going to clear your personal blocks. These are your own personal beliefs. Like maybe you have a belief that you're not smart enough in math, so you can't run a business. Believe it or not, that those things come up, okay? And then attracting success, because I know that no matter where you are in your life, you can feel more successful. You can have more success and harmony in your relationship with your spouse, in the people you work with, and you can have more money success, more business success. There is no limit. We are not put on this earth to limit us. And by listening, just listening to these, whether you're awake or not, it doesn't matter. It's going to release blocks to allow you to step forward in your life and take action and feel better. Then there is a third package. That's where you get the 6 hours of healing, okay? And then you get a session with me. And I can do a lot. You can tell already, I can do a lot in 50 minutes, where I'm going to tap into your subconscious. Your guardian angels will be present, I guarantee it. Guardian angels are very part of our life, but they cannot take away your free will, by the way. I will teach you how to interact with your guardian angels. I'll release inherited blocks and empower your soul to step forward. They're powerful. And like I said, I can do a lot in that 15 minutes, and you will be working one-on-one on the phone together during that time frame. So, Iram, does anybody have questions for me around that, that process?
Yeah, let me actually make sure. Let's announce that to see if anybody has any questions at all. Please go ahead and send them through the webcast now. So pretty self-explanatory. You have these amazing offers at different levels, Package A. Package B, which is currently at $197, discounted 67, almost 70%. Package C is at $497, which includes a one-on-one session with Lisa, almost an hour-long session. And you have a payment plan where you can pay 50% now and the rest in 30 days for this package. And also remember, PayPal credit allows you to pay PayPal off in 6 months, but you get access to whichever level package that you're interested in right now. So it's a very, very powerful offer that is going to be amazing for those of you that are able to take advantage. People have been, you can read these amazing case studies where, you know, the different results that people have experienced and what kind of amazing results came through. Okay, so let me just take a look. Some people got disconnected. Yes, you can listen to the replay. The energy is just as powerful. Shashwat said, this is so helpful already. I'm connecting with whatever Lisa is saying. I would love to speak to her before I go teach the kids. I don't know what kid you're talking about, but yeah, I hope you got the session. That would be great.
I think she's asking for a live healing right now. That's what she's asking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead, that is cool.
Sure. Okay. You want to unmute her?
Oh, well, I can't because this is on the webcast. So I thought maybe you could do it remotely because this is all I have is
I can't.
An email.
Oh, well, I don't know what her issue is, so I don't know how to help her.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Got it. Got
right? There's some.
Got
I can
it.
Pick up that she's got some insecurities around who she is. Like, she's second guessing herself.
No, I got it. Yeah. We actually had announced that we are working with people that are on the phone line.
Yeah.
So that is beautiful. A lot of really good questions on the webcast, but like I said, this is really great. If you're on the phone, please make sure you tell me what your phone number is so I can unmute you, okay? This is an interesting question, Lisa, because a lot of us as women go through this. I know I did this for at least a decade and a half myself. And so she says, "Hi, I'm Lisa. I feel like I can attract money more easily than my husband, but I hold myself back because I want him to be the provider since I'm the emotional support of the family. Can Lisa's package help in some way?"
Yes, it can. It can help you. I have a feeling that you give your husband a lot of bright ideas. You really are a great support to him. You are holding yourself back. I believe that you can be an emotional support to the family and you can have a business if you want to, all right? If your husband would be open, okay, to listening to them, okay, maybe he can put him in when I feel like he's super tired at night. I would have him put him in and go to sleep. Then it would help him because he's kind of stuck in not being able to go to the next level. He has some disbelief in himself. And you don't want to be this powerhouse. You don't want to take it all over. You want somebody to take care of you. So you're really caught between a rock and a hard spot here. You either need to, and I can help you with it, be happy where you are and be comfortable where you are, or own this. You have a very good business mind. Own this business mind that you have. And, you know, we could explore ways in which you could do that. But, yes, I can tell. Yes, they would help you. That was a long way of saying, yes, it will help you.
Thank you. No, that is great. Thank you. And I did find Shashwat. And so I'm going to unmute 718 area code.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
hey.
I had a feeling that you would turn out to be a he, not a she. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Wonderful.
Hi.
So.
Thank you. So,
all right.
Yeah,
so how can we help you? Yeah, I'm so glad that you're already finding this to be helpful.
It's great because my dad also recruited professionals, so that's the first place I connected when you started talking to Pamela.
And that was magical.
So, yeah, it's my birthday today, and this showed up on my email.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's the end of the month.
Abundance. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're up. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm following the path I believe I'm meant to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going great with the work and everything, but I'm still wondering when financially abundance starts to flow and I start to feel more secure in that.
Okay, you got to give me some quick background. What are you doing for a living right now?
I'm an actor, and I do healing work, and I do design and photography and a lot of different things.
Okay. What brings you the most money?
That's tricky because everything brings me fragmented money. My parents give me the most amount of money, honestly.
Okay, that's a blessing because that gives you the opportunity to do what you love to do, okay? So here we are. You've got so many gifts that you have. Picking one is like torture for you. I want to tell you, you don't have to pick one. You can do them all, okay? But you need to focus a little bit more in each one, okay? You do have a gift of acting. Do you have a good agent?
Yeah, I just signed a great manager.
Great, because I think that you're acting, you're going to really feel empowered in this, okay? But you need to quit making excuses as to why you can't go on a call. You need to quit making excuses for why you can't do something, even if it's a great excuse. And really, I would empower you to show up for yourself.
Okay.
You can be a healer and you can be an actor. And both will feed your soul.
Thank you. That's a struggle to, balance with the positivity and the shadow needed in both. But I'm working my way through that. And thank you.
Yeah. You have a vibration of unaccepted. But I want to tell you, it's more that you're it's complicated here. So this unaccepted is that you are unaccepting yourself here. It's turned inwards. Okay? And it's, you know what? You just come up with reasons why you can't do something. So I really want to, I'm clearing this unaccepted pattern wherever you are not owning your gifts and your talents as who you are, where you're afraid, this is also how it shows up, you're afraid of not being accepted. You're afraid of the opinions and judgments of others. You're afraid that people are going to say you're not doing it right, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's something to go here, you know, wanting, are your parents alive or have they passed on?
They're both alive.
Yeah, I feel them alive.
But I don't really interact with them a lot as well because it's a very complicated relationship.
It is, and you feel judged by them. So that's why I wanted to know because, so I'm just going to clear this unaccepted by family where they don't think being an actor is a profession, okay, where they think that you're not doing what you should do, which is really it. And you tell them you're going to be a healer, and it's just going to be like, what have you done? Have you, like, grown dreads and, you know, smoking pot? They don't even, they don't conceptualize what a healer is, okay? So just releasing this feeling of not being loved, releasing the feeling of being left out, releasing alone, releasing different, right? Just releasing unaccepted where you're judging yourself on a subconscious level and you are attached to the opinions and judgments of others. Let's just let that go. There we go. You should be feeling lighter. And this is for anybody on the call. Yeah. And then replacing this to accept accept who you are. Accept your gifts and your talents. You know, I have a philosophy, okay, that when we do what comes easiest and most natural to us is what we're going to make the most money in and what's going to feed our soul, okay? And acting and healing and figuring things out on an energetic level is what comes easiest for you.
Yes.
Yes. So don't be trying to be an engineer, okay? Don't be going to law school. Don't be doing something that everybody else thinks you need to be doing. You're going to have a very successful business. It's just not going to be the same as your parents did it, okay?
Right.
Your parents love you, okay?
Yeah.
They love you.
Yeah.
They don't know how to interact with you. That's all it is, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. You're very welcome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a powerful interaction. Now, I'm called to request one more thing. Now, Shashwat, you're from India, right?
Okay. Yes.
So today, as you very well, in the last 24 hours or so, Lisa, I think the world was almost at the brink of watching these two countries, Pakistan and India, go to almost, you know, war. And they're both nuclear power.
Yeah.
So we just averted a huge, huge
I hope
debacle.
We did, honestly. I had a few arguments on social media.
I think it's happened. I think that it has been averted, but I think it is so beautiful that we have an Indian on the call and a Pakistani on the call. So I would love for you, Lisa, to lead us through a blessing and a prayer for world peace, because I think this is a celebration we all need to be doing, because you know, all the energies are being brought up for examination, and lately somehow world leaders have been so happy talking about war and violence and destruction, and yet amidst those very, very scary circumstances, two countries that have been pretty much adversaries from the beginning were able to avert such a disaster is a huge accomplishment.
It's
so
a miracle.
I would love for, so
this is what I want
to
do.
It's his birthday. It's Sasha's birthday.
Exactly.
It's all auspicious.
Amen.
So
let's do that.
Let's do it.
Yes.
So I'm going to do really fast here, okay? Of gratitude, okay? So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I want everyone to take your right arm and raise it straight above your head. And I want you to open and close your hand and pull heaven's energy down on top of your head. Then I want you to, like, scoop up Earth's energy and bring her energy up through the bottom of her of your feet. Now, Earth's energy is coming up. Heaven's energy is coming down. There we go. There we go. Mixing the two, bringing balance. Now, I want you to put your hands in front of your heart as if you are a little kid praying. Then I want you to push your hands straight out in front of you and then extend each arm out to the side like you're doing the breaststroke in a pool. Now, what you just did is you expanded your energy field so that you can send love through your heart space. So you ready? In love and gratitude over the union of these two countries, that war did not happen, that there was harmony, sending from each one of us love to these two countries, love and harmony and understanding and acceptance, that each might understand and accept even though we don't that we might accept even though we don't understand, that we might accept individuals through love, harmony, peace, balance, that we might see to the soul through people's eyes who they really are on a soul level. Yeah. Sending love out worldwide, around the world, imagining this love wrapping around Mother Earth, wrapping around these countries, bringing unity and harmony, inner peace and balance, security and trust to know that all is well. There we go.
How beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sheshwan. That was beautiful. All right, my dear, happy birthday again.
Wow, that was just, I love it. Oh, what a great opportunity and what a beautiful way that he showed up and helped in this, bringing this beautiful energy. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are fast approaching the end of our call together. Lisa, a lot of people commenting on how much they have already benefited. This is just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
How much they have shifted, and I can't wait to see actually what happens after people have worked with your offering and what this is going to do for them. Could you, before we let you go, just talk about, because, as you know, Lisa, as there are energies that are being brought up for examination, I've heard from so many people in 2019, it's truly that year of endings where you're being asked, what do you no longer want to put up with? What are you really, really ready to shift? And this is going to get louder and louder and louder. And yet there are people, they're listening maybe to this call, they'll listen to the replay, and something inside them just wants to stop. And I know that you teach a lot about the fear of success, the fear of failure. And these programs could be running in the background in such a way that they're so subtle we don't really quite understand. What would you say to someone who's been listening and thinking, wow, this sounds so great, I still don't know if it's going to work for me because nothing has worked for me in the past. What would you say to someone like that?
I would say that you have a fear of changing, that your story is so identified to this pain energy and suffering energy that and skepticism that you're really holding on to a story that you don't need to keep anymore. And I want to say that it doesn't change who you are. Okay, it just makes you, like the mind not ruminate so much. It allows you the freedom to be able to take action in your day where maybe before you've been procrastinating everything. So really it's that type of individual is afraid of change. They're afraid of what transformation looks like. They're afraid of who they are on a soul level because they've never possibly had the opportunity to know who they are. So I would say ignore that little voice, ignore that fear, okay, and just try it. Because it's going to help you, whether you believe it or not, it will help you. You just have to do the program. That's all. And I don't even give you homework. You just have to listen to it. I have another one where you have to do homework. You don't even have to do homework.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that? Yeah. Wow. I really invite you to think about what Lisa was saying, because, yes, there is definitely – after a while, that place of stuckness, that place of, whatever it is that you have been trying to change, even though it might be that uncomfortable and you really desperately want to change, there is value that is there somehow in your subconscious mind, the value that served you at some point, and it's familiar. I've been through it myself. When I go through major change, when it happens very quickly, for a while there's panic because it's unfamiliar territory. And what if unfamiliar territory for you could be that place of ease, joy, and success and just flow? Wouldn't you want to be? Yeah. It's like if familiar territory is that of hardship and blocks and constant struggle, it's familiar, but don't you want to just move away from that and shift out of it. That's what the promise is with Lisa's work today, because her work really is that powerful, that it's going to shift you in a very fast, quick, and powerful way, where you're just going to look back and go, wow, I can't believe that I used to exist in that space. People have done it. Doesn't really, it, whatever stories that, you know, your ego mind might be putting up for you right now, it doesn't make sense why you can't achieve the level of success that others have, because she's worked with so many people and she's had great results. So why not you? It's absolutely
exactly. And you wouldn't be on the call.
One, you wouldn't
if
be
you
on
didn't
the call.
Want change.
Exactly.
Right.
There's a reason
right.
why you're here. Exactly. There's a reason why you're here. You're already a powerful manifester. You brought yourself here. You manifested this amazing healer, this light worker, to come through this platform. Now the rest is up to you. So everything has worked or conspired to work in your favor to bring you the tools. Now, if you're willing to take the next step, the next action, that is up to you. And remember, I always teach this one thing. I love energy work, and you can do it all day long, and one thing trumps all, and that is action. You've got to take action. You've got
yeah.
to do your part. Lisa has created this amazing program, and she really, really wants to help you. That is where she's coming, her
yes.
heart-centered desire. But she can't do anything if you don't take that action. No matter how much she desires to help people, she can only help the people that take action and say yes and join her tribe, which is what I really hope that you will do, because guys, we've got to do our part. What we did today, an Indian and a Pakistani able
yeah.
to help manifest this beautiful energy with Lisa's help for peace, we have to do our part. As conscious entrepreneurs, as conscious light workers, we need to shift the balance of wealth into the hands of conscious people. This is our sacred responsibility. I truly feel that. I've been talking about it in my Eagle Tribe programs. We need to shift the balance of wealth so that this violence and evil we need to be done with it. And the way to do it is simply to turn the light on. So let's turn the light on. Let's take our rightful places on this planet and our Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. And you do that by taking action. So if you resonate, please take advantage of this amazing offer. Order joynow.com/Lisa, LISA, the number 19, or just press the special offer button. Lisa, my dear, this has been just phenomenal and fantastic. What a great space we created today. And thank you so much for sharing
very
all
welcome.
Your wonderful gifts, your wisdom, and your knowledge. Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for your commitment to serving people at such a high level.
Thank you. It brings me a lot of joy, really. This feeds
yes,
my soul.
And it's evident. So thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And I want to thank you guys. I have goosebumps all over my body right now. So the powerful energy shift, especially the last blessing we did for our beautiful Mother Earth and peace for everyone. Human life is precious. It does not matter what creed, what color, what race, what country, what religion, does not matter. Human life is precious. So thank you so much for joining me today, you guys. You're awesome. Please know you are very loved. It is an honor to serve you guys. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.